Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. Moses wrote about me. In the book of Genesis, I need to remind you that something that Jesus said, all about the things that Moses wrote, all of them, his writings, who say, that is that Moses wrote about me. There's many different things that we can look at in the book of Genesis. What I am predominantly interested in is where Jesus is in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God. So, what does Genesis mean? Firstly, Genesis means beginning, and as such, an outline of the beginning of many things. It describes the beginning of heaven and earth, obviously, a beginning of man. It also outlines the beginning of sin and redemption. Who wrote the book of Genesis? Well, the question don't get much harder just yet. I'm sure that you know that it was Moses who wrote that book, but don't forget that Moses was an Egyptian who was highly trained and educated, and he was next in line to be the Pharaoh. Which book of the New Testament was exactly the same in the first three words of Genesis? The third question may have gotten you thinking a little bit more. The New Testament book with the same first three words is in the book of John, for it starts, "In the beginning was the Word." Who created the heaven and the earth? You're probably thinking generally that it was God who created the heaven and earth. And of course, no one can argue that. And who was it created for? More specifically, well, see that it was Jesus who created all that there was and is and will be. In that like manner, when you think about who heaven and earth was created for, you might think, maybe mankind. If so, let's look at these following verses. Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, where thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. And then in 1 John 1-3, it talks about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that there has been made. What is it that was made out of? And so when we see all the things that was created by Jesus and for Jesus, that includes you and me. He created you for himself. Finally, out of what did Jesus create this world? Well, what it was stated was he created it out of nothing. The writer of Hebrews wrote it this way in Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what we see was not made out of what was visible. So we see that God made something out of nothing. Always remember that. Lots of people believe that they have nothing that they offer to God, that they can bring to him. Well, that's fair enough. But remember that he is a God who created something out of nothing. He is a God who can take your nothing that's presented to Him, you bring it to Him, and then He can create something. We accept by faith that He did it, all the creation. We walk in that same faith that He will do that same thing in our lives. He will take that nothing that we bring Him and create something good, something that He can use. Without any help or resources from us, He can create something out of our nothing and somebody out of our nobody. He's been doing it right since the days of Genesis. It's in the book. You can just go look for it yourself. He said, let there be light in your life. Let you be the one that shines through this lost and dying world. Let you be the one that shows Jesus to everyone else. Let you be the one that shows how He can turn situations around, how He can heal, how He can change and transform people's lives from what they were to where they are now. I tell you what, it's so amazing to have this God on our side and believe in Him and trust in Him with everything we have. All right, we'll close in a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You, Lord, for making something out of nothing, for that ability, for that faith that we put in You, that You're going to take our nothing and You're going to make it into something. Everything we have, Lord, is nothing compared to what You are and what You can do. We are thankful, Lord, that You've led us into Your kingdom through Your blood of Jesus Christ that sacrificed for our sins. And we're allowed to be in heaven with You because of that sacrifice. We thank You and we praise You, Lord. We lift You up. We give You all the honor. In Your blessed name, amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.